From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Already tense relations between India and Pakistan grow even more tense. India's army said Thursday that it launched surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. But Islamabad rejected that claim, calling it an incident of cross-border firing. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
India's Director General of Military Operations, Ranbir Singh, told a news conference Thursday the strikes were carried out based on intelligence received concerning impending attacks.
Based on very specific and credible information which we received yesterday, that some terrorist teams had positioned themselves at launch pads along the line of control with an aim to carry out infiltration and terrorist strikes in Jammu and Kashmir and various other metros in our country. The Indian Army conducted surgical strikes last night at these launch pads.
The strikes come in the wake of a militant attack on an Indian Army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. Pakistan's defense ministry called the action a direct violation of the ceasefire agreement between the two countries. They promised a tough response if it happens again. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Sudan's government has carried out at least 30 likely chemical weapons attacks in the Jebel Marra area of Darfur since January, using what two experts concluded was a probable blister agent. That according to Amnesty International. The rights group estimated that up to 250 people may have died as a result of exposure to the chemical weapons agents. This is VOA News. Secretary of State says John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia over Syria because of Moscow's continued aerial bombardment on the Syrian city of Aleppo. Kerry made the comment in Washington hours after Russia vowed to continue its airstrikes in Aleppo. Russia is backing the intensive campaign launched by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to capture Aleppo's rebel-held eastern sector. The UN Deputy Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Azeldin Ramzi, said food stocks in Aleppo are running low, with many bakeries closed and only 14,000 food rations remaining.
Utmost on our mind is the need to address the very concerning medical situation. Many hospitals have been damaged by airstrikes, and medical supplies are dwindling. It is estimated that as many as 600 wounded cannot be provided with adequate treatment. WHO has developed possible options for such evacuations, because that is the utmost priority at this point, is to evacuate the wounded.
The UN representative described the plight of Aleppo as desperate, with one official saying medical evacuations are urgently needed. The United States and the European Union are accusing Moscow of quashing diplomatic efforts to halt the fighting, a claim Russia rejects. The Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says he will press Russia to support efforts by the United Nations Security Council to prosecute those responsible for bringing down a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July of 2014. Speaking to reporters in Tasmania, Turnbull said he will be relentless in pursuing justice for all of the victims on board that plane. He said in addition to the Security Council, where Russia has used its veto power to block action, the Netherlands could take up its own prosecution of the case. International investigators released findings Wednesday saying the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into Ukraine from Russia. A commuter train barreled into a New Jersey rail station during a Thursday morning rush hour, causing serious damage. No word so far on more than one fatality and about 75 injuries. TV footage and photos from the scene Thursday morning showed damage to the rail car and extensive structural damage to the Hoboken station. Images on social media showed a train that appeared to have gone through the bumper stop at the end of a track. The train came to a halt in a covered area between the station's indoor waiting area and a platform, and a metal structure covering that area collapsed. Rail service was suspended in and out of Hoboken, which is directly across the Hudson River from New York City. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.